pick up on Rashi, Samet Alvin Beis, right up in the beginning of the Gemara. Achgastinan, Manem Asnisan, Loi Rabbi Yochum and Baraika, Loi Rishim. Neither the Talmishah seems to be neither Shimon or Rabbi Yochum and Baraika. So, Kama Hu Shi'ur Roshal Eruvit Chumen. What's the Shi'ur Eruvit Chumen? So, Rameir and Yehuda argue, is it a 2 meals, a weekday meals, or Shabbos meals? Miskaven Lahochum. So, both Rameir and Yehuda are intending to be Mekel. Rameir Hoyer Rogel Lechel Pass, Peshabbos, Yeshem Yibichol. Shemam Shik Pass, Lechel Minen, Haboyim Lefonov. So Meir would join Pass with all of the different extra foods which came for Shabbos, so he ended up eating more Pass than Shabbos. And Shabbos, there was no need to have so much bread because there were other things to eat. So Rashi says that the Chama Hakal, each one based on their own experience. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Nosin Shir Kotzub, he gave a set amount. Kikar halakuch bepundiyon, it's a loaf of bread which you can buy for a coin called a pundiyon. Kishalok and dal soin besela. When you would buy 4 saw of flour or grain for a sela. So that's Hain State Sudas. So that kikar is 2 meals worth. Because Sokodaitoch, and the more is assuming right now that amount is Chatzi Kav, it's going to be half a Kav. Shri Asela, Mem Ches Pundayon. Asela is 48 Pundayon. So you're buying 4 saw for Asela. So according to Asela, the Pundayon is 1/48 of that. So we're dealing with 1/48 of 4 saw. Okay. Harayud Beis, I skipped. Now we know sheish, there's memches pundiyon and sheish ma kesef is a dinner. There's 4 ma is a dinner. Umar shte pundiyon hare yud beis la dinner. So there's 12 pundiyon. There's 2 pundiyon and a ma. There's 6 ma and a dinner. So there's 12 pundiyon and a dinner. Medala dinner la sella. And we know there's 4 dinner in a sella. Hare. Mem Ches. So that gives you 4 times 12 is 48. So that's 48 pundiyonim in a sela. So this cost. So pundiyon is 1/48 of that. Medalad soyin. 4 saw. There's 6 kav in a saw. So 4 saw is 24 kav, which is 48 mem ches katsoy kav, and it's 48 half kav. So 1/48 of a sela gives you a half a kav. Nims the Rebbechman, the chatzi kav, the shtei sudas. The Rebbechman Baruch is saying that for 2 meals, you require a half of a kav. Shimon Armer beis sudas. Shimon has a smaller shear. You get 2 meals. Hein shtei yodas shel kikar. It's 2/3 of a kikar. I mean, each meal is 1/3 of a kikar. So it's 2/3 of a kicker. Mishalos kickers lakav. If 3 loaves produces a kav, so each loaf is 1/3 of a kav, and this is 2/3 of that. So it's 2/9. Imsa kav is one kav is 9 test sudas. Shalos sudas lakicker. Mishalos kickers lakav. We're saying each 2/3 is 2 meals. It means 1 meal is 1/3. 3 meals in a loaf, 3 loaves in a kav. So a kav is 9 meals. So our Mishnah says he gives her 2 kav. That's 18 meals. And then the Mishnah continues. It says chetz yeshal kikar, the beis hamanuga. The 1/2 of this kikar is the amount which is used to measure the time for waiting in a house which has a tsaras. Ashoya bebeis hamanuga, kedei achilus pras. Person who stays in a beis hamanuga, the time it takes to eat a half, which means chatzi kikar, a half of a loaf. The tami begodim, then he, not only is he tami, but his clothing is tami as well. Kedeksiv, v'chil b'bayis, v'chbeis v'gadov. So Chazal Darshan doesn't need you have the dafka eats. It's not, the eating is not the issue. The issue is the time that he's there. Kishashoy shir achila, kasim adabar, kizanyim b'teres kahanim. So it's a time it takes to stay in the house for that amount of time.
If it's less than that amount of time, is I understand his begadim or not tame? Is he tame?
Yes, he's tame immediately. This is only to get the tumas begadim. Okay, now, Baba Gabba Gabi Sudas Erev, Amarna Gimel Sudas a kicker. You remember we said there's three meals in a kicker. Anybody, Elabay Sudas Benanios, but for the loaf is really two average meals, according to Rabbi Yechim Shimon. Michel Erev, Shiro Hakel. And we measure for Erev two minimal meals, just like we had before, that we measure it as minimal, as lahakil. So for Erev, you can get three meals out of this loaf, so two-thirds is enough of a loaf to be created two meals for Erev, but for the lahakil of Tuma, we measure a regular meal, which is larger. This is the phrase which we use. We say Achilas Pras, Bechol Shir, Shia Suda, whenever we're talking about the time it takes to eat a meal. Fishish Yuru, Bechat, Kechatze, Akikr. It's referred to as a half a pras, as you divide that item into parts. We estimate it based on the Chatze Kikr. Bechatze, Chatze, Lipsalas, Akibiyat. A person eats food which is tame. The amount, if he eats a half of a pras's worth of food, nifsel gufa, he himself becomes tame mirabonan, milechel b'tshuma, ashi yitvo. Till he becomes tame, he has to go to the mikvah. Who bays bayim? And how large is that? So this is for, it's to bay it. How do I know? He's going into Shimon Shita. Shakikr shall gimel the kav. If there's three kikr in a kav, that kikr is ches bayim, who is eight bayim. Shakav is chavdalad bayim. A kav is 24 bayim. Because there's six beya in a lug, and there's four lug in a kav. So that's 24 beyim in a kav. If you divide it into three kikaris, so each one is going to be eight beya. Chetz shel kikar is dalad beyim. So then the pras, when you start to achilas pras,
divide what into how many kikaris?
You divide the 24 beyim into three kikers. So we say pras is going to be four bayim. And then we say chatzi pras, chatzi chetz is bayz bayim. So Morris says, okay, so according to Rabbi Yechim and Broika, that we were saying, according to Rabbi Yechim and Broika, that the shear was a kikir, which is you buy for pundiyon, so, and that's two meals. So, and that's a chatzi kav. So two kav is four of those. Right. So that gives you eight meals worth. Because each one is two meals worth. That's eight meals. But you need more than that. You need 14 meals. And if it's Rav Shimon. So Tami Sudas Havin, Kabayim Chitim, two Kav, the Masnisin, is eight meals. There's two meals per for a chatzi kav. There's 4 meals for a kav. There's 2 kav. There's 8 meals. Rabbi Esrei Sudas, who eats 3 chal Shabbos, he needs 14 meals in a week. Rabbi Shimon Damer, Chas Sudas l'kav. Shimon says, oh, you know, you can get 9 meals in a kav. So then, Shimon also have you. So 2 kav is 18 meals. V'yena tzricha el yudalit. She only needs 14. Okay, so that's where we got to in the Gemara. So the more answers, Lailam Rabbi Yechim and Breika. Okay. So Rabbi Yechim and Breika, really the Tana is Rabbi Yechim and Breika, which then the problem was, you're only getting 8 meals and you need 14 meals. V'chidam Rabbi Chista. As along the lines that Rav Chista said, what did Rav Chista say? Say me hen shlish lechedvani, that when he said this kikar lekoch bepundion, when they're selling the when they're selling 4 saw for a seller, the he's not talking about the price of wheat in the store. He's talking about the price of wheat coming from the farmer. So the store also has to buy wheat from the farmer. So our baker is buying 4 saw of wheat for a seller. And he's making, he's grinding it, making bread out of it, or he's buying it as flour ready. Right? And he's making bread out of it. He has to make some money also. So the calculation we were doing was just an exact amount. We're saying that 4 saw... Pundion is 1/48, and we make the calculation. That's there's a chatzi kav for a pundion. That'd be if he's selling it without any profit, but that's not true. So tzemihen shlish lechad. Rav Chista said along shlish lechad vani. So chenami I see tzlusa shadi alai. So the chad vani is going to make a profit equivalent of a third. So when you're buying a kikar for a pundion, it's not a chatzikav. It's less than a chatzikav because it would be the equivalent of the difference of a third. So Morris says, okay. So if it's a third, a kati tarti sori havyot. So that's only 12. Before we had it as 8. Now we're saying that that 2 kav of grain will produce loaves, which 12 loaves as opposed to 8 loaves. It's a third more. But she needs 14 loaves. Or 14, right, she needs 14 meals worth. Right. And this is 12 meals worth. It's 6, it'd be 6. We were thinking there's 2 meals in a loaf, and there is 4 loaves. This now is going to be 6 loaves. That's 12 meals. Mor says, "Yeah." So it's only 12. The Mor answers, "The chelasi ma'amar leli Shabbos." So she joins him for Friday night. So she joins him for Friday night. So she doesn't need a meal for that. So the Mor says, "Honicha l'mandamar achila mamish." That it, we'll see later on that included in his mitzvah of oino is that they eat together and then they're together. Alamandamra Achila means Tashmish. There's no commitment to eat together, there's just to be together conjugally. So Michael Lamer, that's not gonna solve your problem. Void the place are having, even if they're together Friday night, the mission does not say they have to be together Shabbos morning. So he still needs to give her at least 13. Okay. Alakadomar Rav Chista says, not say me hand tilsa the shlish the chedmoni. Then we had mefts of the chedmoni. So the chedmoni will give it at double the price, factoring in the cost of the wood that he needs to bake it, and everything he needs. There's a certain amount you lose as you sift the flour, you lose a certain amount, and then he wants to make a profit. So when you buy a kikar bepundion, instead of it being a chatzi kav, it's only a quarter of a kav. So that in a kav, you're going to get 8. So two kav is 16. So chanami asya palgul b'shadi alayu. So the same thing over here, the opposite will be true. We're going to say that you're getting a half more. Instead of getting four meals, you're going to get eight meals. Where it says kasha d'ruchis ad'ruchis, is it a third or is it a half that you add? So we're answering the kasha. Habat asher d'yoyev yoyev itzivi. Habat asher d'yoyev itzivi. Depends whether he has to pay for the wood himself. If he has to pay for the wood himself, he increases the price, he's going to double the price. If he doesn't have to provide the wood himself, the customers provide the wood, he only adds a third. Yalki, she's three havins, now it's 16. And we only need 14. So why two kav, which gives you 16 meals, only need 14 meals? So more answers, come on. Kid Rebbe Chitka, Dhamar Arbasudos, Chayv Adam Lechel B'Shabbos. So you have 6 days, 2 meals per day, that's 12. 4 meals on Shabbos leaves you with 16. So we're going like the Rabbi Chitka, holds you need 4 meals on Shabbos. So Morris, I feel the same with Rabbanan. No, the Rabbanan will work out as well. She only needs 15 meals. Chad, the one extra meal, L'archi U'parchi, in case she needs to give to guests. Now that you're saying that, so besides saying you go like a brechem broika, the kash is according to Reb Shimon, you get 18 meals. Phil Tamer Reb Shimon, even like Reb Shimon, the Rabbanan dal tlas larchi uparchi. Reb Chitka dal tarti larchi uparchi. So either you need 15 or 16 meals. You'll have either two or three extra. According to the Rabbanan, you need 15 meals. 12 for the 6 days of the week and three for Shabbos. You'll need 16 meals. Either you're going to have two or three extra meals, which you would have to give her to be able to share with the Archi Parfi. Tirashi.
So, it would seem that one might think that the quantity of food one needs for a meal is dependent upon the quantity of food, the volume of the food, not prices.
No, we're not. We're giving a volume. We're just using it, the price as a way to calculate the volume. We're saying when the market is selling 4 saw of chitim for a sela, so one the amount you'll get for pundian from the which means 1/48 of that is the size of the of a kikar. It's another way of saying a 48th of a 12th of a saw. That's basically what that's all it is.
Right. You would have two cars from the mission, yes?
Right.
So
that's what we're trying to figure out. So what are we dealing with? But it's all based on it's at the end of it being based on volume, not on price. Price is just a way to give us if there's 4 saw for a seller, so there's when we say a punya was a 48th of a saw, it's the same thing as saying at first glance a chatzikav. So there's six kav in a saw, and so there's 12 half cobs in a saw, and there's 4 saw in a cella. That means one cella is 12, is one cella will give you one, there's 1/4 of a cella gives you 1 saw. So if there's 48 pundiyarnim in a cella, 1/48 of a cella is a chatzikav. Okay.
1/48.
That's what's going to come out. If I give you a fact that right now the market is selling four saw and a sella, and I know Puni is a 48th of a saw, a 48th of a sella, so I know 1/48 of four saw is a chatzikav. That's the math Rashi did before. Let's see Rashi for tomorrow.